Let's go to D in Manalapan. You're on New Jersey 101.5. Hello, D.
Good morning, guys. It's such a pleasure to listen to you every day, and it's so nice to listen to people with like minds. So it's great to actually get to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Same here.
So I'm not an immigrant, but my parents were, probably much like yours, Dennis, and I'm only first-generation American. And my family, you talk about this all the time, they came to the United States to escape socialism, the very thing that, you know, we're kind of toying with right now. And they came here because, they perceived America as a land of promise, and they wanted to embrace opportunity and capitalism. I mean, my dad always worked two jobs, and my mom worked, and of course they put me through school. And the story we all hear a million times from immigrants, especially where we come from, but other places as well. And Thanksgiving is a great time. I mean, I'm so grateful that they made the sacrifice to come to this country and leave their family behind. And Thanksgiving time, and Christmas time as well, I often look around our dinner table. I look at all of us, and I think about how just one generation ago, I mean, my grandparents were illiterate. They lived in poverty. And I look around, and it's almost hard to believe that within one generation's time, because somebody decided we're going to go to America, we've changed the landscape and the circumstance of our family. And I'm so grateful for that. It really does give you a totally different perspective, Dennis. And, and I've gone back to where my family came from, and I see those of us that didn't make, you know, the migration, so to speak, that are still living there. And, you know, here we are, again, one generation removed, and they still live in the same circumstance that my family lived in. And here, you know, we often bring some of them over for vacation, and it's like they live a world away from where we live. You wouldn't think it was a generation. You think that we went back a full century. So anytime I hear anything about, you know, not being able, you know, I come from I come from bad circumstance. I can't really help myself.
Disadvantaged people in this country. Disadvantaged.
You're right. And it could be, certainly do it in multiple generations, because there have been many people who did it in a single generation. So I'm very grateful for that, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys and share that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I wish I could add to that. I wish I could bottle that.
Just leave it. Because it was perfect.